Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Before there was 85.
Yeah, no fear from Kittle.
Time to get Kittle corn popping for some big play.
There was 84.
Touchdown 49ers! Brent Jones, who Jerry Rice says has the best hands on the team.
Now time for 49ers legendary tight end Brent Jones with Tolbert and Cokes.
I have just a big smile on my face.
Sponsored by Stevens Creek Toyota, the obvious choice when it comes to purchasing a quality used vehicle. With over 150 vehicles in stock, visit StevensCreekToyota.com today. And by El Camino Health, providing patients with the health care they need and the compassion they deserve.
On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Oh, man, we do it all season long. Number 84, Brent Jones. And I was just saying, Brent, we haven't, about three, four months we've gone without having to do a hit with you following a Niner loss. 12 straight wins comes to an end yesterday, man. And just your initial thoughts, Brent, it's a bummer. I just got back from Philadelphia this morning. I was out there at the game, and obviously not the game we were hoping for. But you're waking up Monday, Niners are done, and it just feels like we're left asking, what if, man? What could have been, Brent?
Coach, did you body slam any Eagles fans?
No, I felt like I was body slammed trying to get to the show today, though. Getting off the plane at SFO, and you should have seen the photo I took. Everybody loves to stop in Detroit on your way home from Philadelphia to San Francisco, too. But nice blanket of snow over Detroit this morning as I got back to the Bay Area where the sun is out.
Yeah, it's a real garden spot, I hear. You know what? I was heartbroken yesterday. Early on, not at the end of the game, obviously, but in the first quarter, I figured it was pretty serious. I hope and prayed that somehow at halftime he would come back, Brock, of course. And when he didn't, I knew that was it. It was in spite of, you know, a valiant effort by the team, by the defense. There are probably three or four key moments in the course of the whole game that stood out. The first, obviously, the Devontae Smith catch that wasn't. And I understand teams have a process set up to challenge, and they have people – Up in the booth, they're looking at the replays. Obviously, the coaches on the field are. And I haven't heard anybody say this, but Fox News dropped the ball massively. Or not Fox News, Fox Sports dropped it massively. I've been on the TV side of things, so they have all the camera shots in the truck. They have them all live, and so you can see them all. And a good director figures out the shot in the first or second clip right away that's going to give us something that's going to figure it out. A good director. A good director gets it up quickly. Whoever the director was, he might have been an Eagles fan, didn't do it. Didn't bring it up till after the extra point, which was super weak. But in spite of that, the league is supposed to kind of have a backup system. I mean, let's face it, we've talked about the officiating in the NFL. So the NFL allows a fraudulent touchdown in the first drive of the game of the NFC Championship. That is so massively bad. I don't care what anybody says. The league needs to address the fact that they drop the ball all the time. They have the CYA guys, everybody's this, everybody that. They gave up a fraudulent touchdown in the first drive of the NFC Championship. That was frustrating in and of itself. Now, watching the game, I would have challenged it right away. And I would have challenged it because Devontae Smith was giving, got up and ran and was giving the on-the-ball signal. He was clenching his two fists together. He was showing Jalen Hurts. He was showing the whole team, get on the ball, get on the ball. No receiver calls that. That's never done by a wide receiver. It doesn't exist. And he's doing it because he knew that he didn't catch the ball. So that was the clue to me. Like, this, there's no way he caught it. We haven't seen the right replay yet. But nobody else seemed to say anything, at least on the 49ers defense. They got up and beat the system. The system, you shouldn't be in place to beat the system. How many times you see teams get up on the ball and the refs blow the whistle or they try to snap it real quick because they know they got away with one? That shouldn't be part of the game. The game should be, we're going to get the call right, especially in the game that determines who goes to the Super Bowl. So that started off the game in a bad manner. And then to come back and see it wasn't a catch at all. And obviously great effort, but it was a great effort for a big drop. So it meant nothing, and it was frustrating as a 49er fan to watch that. That was point number one. You guys want to
– No, go ahead.
Not ranting. I promise I'm not ranting today. But do you guys want to talk about point number one?
Yeah, point number one, no, look – I said that I wouldn't have challenged if I didn't have a shot, but I understand. I mean, people like you, friends of mine, they've said they would have challenged based on the exact same thing that you said, and it was fourth down. So it's fourth down, and you throw it out there. The problem is if you lose it without – it's like you're totally flying blind and going strictly on circumstantial evidence. So if you throw it and lose it, now you have only one challenge left because you can't have three if you lose your first one or one of your first two. So that hurts. I'm not concerned about the timeout, but I do get your sentiment. Like, I could see that. I could see because I did say, Brent, that I've seen guys say, hurry up, get on the ball, and then they did catch it, or they did get the 2 feet inbounds, and you've just wasted a timeout because they've duped you into throwing a flag. I thought Copes made a good point. Maybe call a timeout there and just see if that extra 90 seconds will give you a better look at a replay. Because, again, I don't think timeouts are that important in the first half. Maybe that would have been a situation to burn a timeout and just hoped that 90 seconds would give you a better look. And so much for the NFL expedited replay. That didn't quite work out in that situation either, did
it? Thanks, boys.
Literally, the NFL dropped the ball. And we continue to have this in playoffs year after year. I know there was a lot of banter about the officiating in both games yesterday, but you can do that in any game, to be honest with you. But, yeah, it wasn't its finest. The league has to – we have to be able to get the most important calls correct. A fraudulent touchdown should be the biggest concern for the NFL, and that's what they gave up because of that. All right, you guys ready to move on to point two?
Go ahead. Point two.
Okay, here was the other thing that stood out. On the Brock Purdy sack fumble, there is – just no way. Hassan Reddick is their Nick Bosa. He had 16 sacks, number two in the NFL this year. There's no way a properly designed play-action pass allows for our backup tight end to block the best pass rush, second best pass rusher in the league. No way. It was like engagement for a split second. I could have done that block. The three of us could have done what happened on that play. And I don't want to call out the kid that was in there blocking. It was a bad pass blocking scheme. We should have gotten out of the play the minute we saw Reddick over there and or call timeout or whatever. You obviously don't expect your quarterback to get hurt. The sack fumble was bad enough. But then after the replay, and then Brock Purdy being hurt, was doubly frustrating. It was just a bad design on a play action, a longer developing play, and you don't have your second string tight end block the other team's best pass rusher. It's just not a good way to go.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
That's what I thought. I just thought it was a bad design. I decided it was just a bad setup. Like, it was a bad setup from the get-go. And you would know more than I would in that situation. But the fact that you're saying it leads me to believe there's a credence to that sentiment. That, like, that's when you probably shouldn't continue on with that play, because the play, it was obviously they were going for down the middle, and they said it was open, but that takes a little while. And you don't expect that, as you said, but you can expect, like, the possibility of bad things happening on that play, the way it's set up, were a lot more significant than you would like heading into any one given play.
Yeah, you never account for that, you know, nuclear scenario, but that's what happened. If you would tell me, I bet, how many teams block Nick Bosa with a tight end? Have you seen that this year? I mean, that's
yeah, tight end and then a tackle.
Yes, there you go. So if you said, okay, we're going to have this at a regular formation and George Kittle is going to block him, I would defer to that, because he might be the only tight end in the league that could pull that off. But that wasn't the case, and bad schematic, just a bad plan, and the absolute worst scenario happened. And at that point, I was just deflated. I wasn't mad. I wasn't angry. I was bummed. And to be honest, I felt like, from that point on, I felt like I was in a nightmare that I couldn't get out of. And I know Christian McCaffrey, what a heck of a run. Kid is a stud. We have warriors on this team. Nobody gave up. We had to play the second half with a quarterback that can't throw the ball. I mean, it was pretty remarkable the way that these guys played hard in the face of the longest odds at that point, which kind of leads me to point number three. You guys ready?
Yeah.
These are my three analysis points. And we were behind 14-7 with a couple minutes left when the Eagles scored a minute, whatever. And I sent out a text to a couple groups of my buddies and said, you've never heard these words come out of my mouth. This was even before the kickoff. Please no 2-minute drill. Do not do it. I don't care if we leave 30 seconds, 40 seconds on the clock and punt back home. No 2-minute drill. We're on our 30th string quarterback, and we're on the road, and we're down by one score, and we get the ball back in the second half. Please, please, don't go into the 2-minute drill. Now, Josh Johnson's first throw was good, and I thought, okay, I just sent out a text, and they're going to score, and I'm going to have to say to everybody, I was way wrong. I was wrong.
You'd have been happy to, though. You'd be glad to eat crow in that moment.
I would have been thrilled to. But the fumbled snap, the do no harm to yourself factor, and you do massive. The fumbled snap, and then the ball's on the ground, and I don't want to hammer Josh Johnson too bad, but he seriously looked like me bending over, going for a couple of Doritos that I dropped on the ground during the game.
Like half-hearted? Like, I kind of want those? Like, yeah.
Dude, that's our whole playoff life depends on you falling on the ball that you just dropped. Was that just me, or did it look a little bit – see, here's the problem. In the NFL, they you know, they always have the red shirts on the quarterback, or the quarterback, don't ever dive into a pile, don't ever go after a ball, don't, and that becomes their mindset. So they kind of just kind of lay there and don't go blood and guts. I've got to get this ball, or we're in trouble. A la the Cam Newton in the Super Bowl several years back. Was it just me? Am I being too hard?
No,
I thought it was lackadaisical.
We said the same thing. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so now to go in at 21-7, all I could think of was, man, I'm praying Purdy goes in the locker room, gets his arm right, shot up. I don't know, whatever. But I thought if he's not coming out in the second half, you know, it's Dunsville, and he didn't, and I knew at that point the kid's a gamer. He I think if he could have thrown, he would have. And we obviously, you know, how I don't know how many hours ago the word came out that he tore that whatever it is,
UCL, yeah.
Yeah, the UCL, and he's out for six. I mean, what a sad end to remarkable journey that he led us on. And then after that, you guys, I mean, it didn't, we couldn't throw the ball. We tried to run, our guys battled, our defense played hard. I mean, the refs, you know, made several questionable / bad calls, and you know, it at that point it was over. But I remember thinking, gosh, 31 points is a lot. And then I look back, you know, the stats, and man, the Eagles were 5 of 15 on third down. They had 268 yards or whatever. If our quarterback was healthy, in my opinion, we would have beat him. And there's been times, and this obviously anybody that loses can say this, but there's probably been a few years where the best team overall didn't win the Super Bowl. And in my heart, I really believe that this 49er team was the best team in football this year. And that's why it hurt yesterday to watch. And it made me sad, and it made me bummed. And then you reflect on the season and you think, man, like what a wild ride this thing has been, and what a way for it to end up. But Brock Purdy – and, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't be there without him and the way he played. But McCaffrey trade and all the guys, you know, playing through injuries and bouncing back. And, I mean, it had to be just gut-wrenching in that locker room. Because my guess is this group of 49ers felt the same way that I felt, that they're the best team. And it doesn't matter unless you prove it on the field. So, that you know. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I think the last maybe the last bit of hope that I had when it was 14-7, I was like, just if you could hold them to a field goal somehow, maybe come out, get a touchdown, be right back to within three, maybe. And they're just about to force like a 3rd and 13, and Greenlaw grabbed a face mask.
Yeah.
I was like, that's it. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the ride, everybody. That's the end of the game. But here, I mean, all those things, I mean, we talked about three massive inflection points of this game. But really, like, the big theme of the game and the main reason that I think Philly had a good chance to win regardless of any of this happened, I don't know if they would have or not. I would have liked to have seen if they would have, but their defensive line just kicked the offensive line's ass. I mean, they just they got nothing. I mean, our defensive line, the Niners' defensive line, did perfectly fine against the Eagles' number one offensive line. I mean, that was a standstill. They didn't get to Hurts, but they kept him in the pocket. They didn't squirt outside. They did a great job of that. So they made it really tough on him. They couldn't run the ball. So that was a stalemate, I thought. But, man, that defensive line, I mean, they just whipped their ass.
Tip your cap. It's legit.
What happened. Yeah. That was the key to the game, I thought. And I was wondering how the trenches would hold up. Well, the offensive line didn't hold up.
Well, yeah. They gave up three sacks, but those three sacks were like in a quarter or a quarter and a half, because we couldn't even attempt a pass practically in the second half. Maybe a couple. But, yeah, this would have been a game where hopefully we ran some screens, some quick routes, some slants, maybe some double moves if we got the extra time. But I think that we all knew that if Purdy stayed healthy, he was going to have his work cut out for him anyway. But it was going to be such a massive slugfest that I was so much looking forward to, and I liked our odds that it just to get him dashed almost right out of the gate was crushing. And it was a tough way to end the year for these guys. So, I mean, yeah, you read all these articles, Philadelphia blows out the Niners and manhandled them into this. It's like, yeah, whatever. We didn't even get a shot. We never answered practically the opening bell because it was over before then. But you always hear this, hey, we'll be back, we'll be stronger, we'll be, Joe Burrow was saying about the Bengals, and that sounds nice, but nothing's ever the same. Players' contracts are up, guys get hurt, coaches move on, schemes change. I mean, nothing ever is the same. It's so weird. In a few months, everything changes. The locker room changes. And nothing is back in place the way it was before. And so this one hurts more than most, because I still think that we are the most talented team in the NFL. And I would not have been worried about the Kansas City Chiefs whatsoever. I think we would have found a way to pummel them in the rematch with our 100% healthy squad and everybody in place. But, talk is cheap, so that doesn't matter. And there's probably several teams that feel that same way. But it was a heck of a year, being reflective from where we came from all the things that we dealt with, the adversity. This was a special team. Locker room, special group of guys, and what else can you say? At this point, there's just there's not much analysis on the game yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt.
One of us playing quarterback.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
But since we won't talk to you for maybe a few months, maybe I'll give you a call right in NCAA tournament time so you can pick Texas Tech. Just for the hell of it.
Whatever Texas team I pick.
Since we won't talk to you for a couple months, I know this is too soon, but I'll ask you anyway. Tom Brady?
Oh, man. I mean, first of all, with Brock's injury status, I mean, that's a huge variable. The same with Trey. I really feel like, you know, Jimmy's given us a good run. I think that he's going to probably move on. And at that point, we need a healthy quarterback. I mean, the way that it sets up and him kind of schooling the younger quarterbacks while they're still, you know, coming back from injury. I certainly would jump on the bandwagon. I'd be high-fiving Tom if he was on the team.
Tom may be looking at the injury history of the quarterbacks here and going,
Yeah.
That old line's going to need some help, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, how could you deny a kid from the Bay Area that shot, you know, for 1 year? Our quarterback situation has been convoluted for a couple of years, so why the heck not? Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah.
You know, I say in my mind, Purdy's the guy. He's the starter. It's really what I've felt, and he's earned it. But the injury, it's obviously we're going to have to see how he progresses, and you know, and that leads you right to training camp, and you don't know how his arm strength's going to be or any of that stuff. And so that's just, it's one of the brutal parts of the game. Nothing worse than, you know, having a major injury in a playoff game. So
no doubt about it. Well, again, I just want to, I got to say, thank you so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it. It's so much fun having you on every single Monday after the games, talking about Niner football and the rest of the league. I can't tell you how much that I appreciate it. We appreciate it. The whole show appreciates it that you make time on Mondays. So just want to let you know that it's fun every year, man. I look forward to it every single year. I'm sure I'll probably have to talk you back into it in August some point to get you back on board.
I'll do it too. If I got to get on that call, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, but you'll be back. I hope.
You know. Maybe who wants to listen to some old guy? They're like rant and rave about football, and the whole generation of people are like, "What? Who's that guy?" But Tommy, you're the reason every year you strong arm me. You're the reason I do this, and I love it. And there's laughs and whatever. But a special shout out this year, because I already know you're awesome, Coach. You come in freaking like Brock Purdy. You stepped up. You stepped up to the plate. You can run the show. You can make the calls. You can throw out ideas, questions. Like you didn't miss a beat, and it was awesome having you as well this year. This was something that I really look forward to. I'm talking to you guys every week.
Well, I appreciate it, Brent, man. I listened to Tom for years, and I've heard you with Tom for years, and it's cool to get in on the conversation and share this stuff. If I can leave you with a laugh just on the way out, just because we like to laugh. One of our texters, 949, says, yeah, Josh Johnson went after that fumble like my 13-year-old goes after his chores.
What a rightful way to end this.
Let's leave it on a laugh, bro.
Our fifth-string quarterback because, you know, we're irreverent. We got to call like we see it.
We got to laugh.
We just say what people at home are saying. That's or it. They're thinking of it.
Yeah. Well, they say it. We just read it. It's not my words. I'm just reading his. You know what I mean? So, hey, we're all
I'm
good.
I'm kind of thinking about how I got after chores. That would have been a good one.
I don't know. I think the Dorito line summed it up perfectly.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Is that one? Is there another one? I'm reaching.
Another one over there?
Hey, is somebody else grabbing my Dorito? Oh, great. Hey.
I wasn't even eating Cool Ranch.
And that was picking up Doritos with the 20-second rule, not the 5-second rule.
With the toes, picking up with your feet.
I'm going to get this one.
Exactly. Holy cow. But yeah, I think that's a perfect way to leave off this year. We came in hot, and we're leaving still on fire.
Absolutely. Well, tell the family I said hi, and we'll look forward to talking to you maybe around the NCAA tournament, see what's going on. But we always appreciate it, Brent. Thanks for another great year.
Thanks, Brent.
Hey, thanks, fellas. It's been awesome. Give my best to the family, Tommy.
Absolutely, Brent. Take it easy, man. Love you, man. Have a good one.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.